Well, Church Outside the Wall this week is going to be a little unique because it's coming here live to us. I want to introduce to you somebody that I met recently in the last few weeks. And he is a missionary and ministers to college students. And we want to present you an opportunity. It's called being a friendship partner. And you're going to be excited. This is a chance to be Church Outside the Wall in a way, such a practical way, where you can stand in one place and touch the world. Would you like to hear about that? Randall, would you come and share with us and bring your guests? Put your hands together and greet my brother, would you? Thank you.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for the opportunity to be with your people this morning. This is a real privilege for us, and we look forward to speaking with your people. Why we're here this morning is because we have a tremendous opportunity that God has brought to America. There's 1 million international students studying in our universities across the nation. And these students are coming from around the world. They're coming here for the intent on a future, better life for themselves. And they're coming from well-motivated families, families that want their children to succeed and to get ahead in life. And their families are investing a lot of resources. These children are students, not children. These young people are coming from many highly educated families, and they have to pass rigorous exams to be able to even qualify for visas and such to be able to come here and study. So we're receiving the best. And these students are going to be here. Some are going to stay. Some are going to go back. And we have the opportunity to reach out to them while they're here. In Leviticus chapter 19, God is talking to Moses about internationals living among the Israelites. And this is what he says in verse 2. Give the following instructions to the entire community of Israel. You must be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy. And then verse 33, he says, do not take advantage of foreigners who live among you in your land. Treat them like native-born Israelites and love them as you love yourself. Remember that you were once foreigners living in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. You and I get to cross paths with foreigners regularly, whether it's in Walmart or Dillon's or the grocery store that you shop in or in your neighborhood. There's internationals living among us, and we should treat them with love, treat them like we would our friends, because they should be our friends. God is bringing the international students to us, and we need to reach out to them, befriend them, and help them in ways that we can. Like Pastor said, we're with International Students Incorporated, and our whole mission is to reach the international students that God is bringing to our country. There's 1,200 students at Wichita State, approximately, probably a little bit more. They come from 80 different countries of the world. And if you look at half of the students, 600 of the 1,200, half of these students come from countries that are close to the gospel. We cannot go to those countries as missionaries to share the gospel. We can't stand in the street and hand out Christian tracts. We can't invite them publicly to a Bible study. We can't do anything that would help them to convert from their religion to Christianity. So we would have to go into those countries as businessmen, teachers, that type of thing. But God has chosen to bring students from those close to the gospel countries to America, to what the world thinks is a Christian nation, and we get the privilege and opportunity of sharing Christ with them. And we do it in very organic ways. Reach out to them, spend time with them, show interest in them, encourage them, share our life with them, and that's what we do. It's a tremendous privilege. The potential, imagine the future potential of this. You meet with a student, you have a chance to share your life with them and share your family with them, do some activities, events together, and what's going to be an impression in their life? If they go back to their country, they're going to say, oh man, I met some cool Americans. They were really, really cool. They took me into their home and they taught me how to bake American cookies and a cake. You made a positive impression on this person. Imagine the opposite. They say the number one thing that an international student wants is to get into an American home and see American culture up front, close, personal. But 70% of the international students never get that opportunity, never get that privilege. And it's one of the easiest things we have to give to them. So the opposite of the story is, let's say they aren't befriended by an American. They don't have a positive experience home, and they go back to their country, and they go back angry, discouraged, frustrated at Americans, and we wonder why we have people that hate America. Maybe they haven't had a good experience, and we have the opportunity to do just the opposite to them and give them a positive experience. Let's say they decide they want to get a job in America and stay here. Well, you and I all want good neighbors, right? So let's be the best that we can be to these students and so that they can have a great impression of America. And even beyond that, we love Jesus and we know that God loves us. And we have the best news in the world that we can possibly ever share with anybody. And that's life transforming. We're with ISI, International Students Incorporated, and what this program is all about is we are looking for volunteers to give some time to befriend an international student and to share life with them in an organic way. We're looking for people who are 20 years old up to, how high do I go, 80, 85? How old are you productive and can contribute to somebody else's life? So we have people in all that range volunteering with us right now. We have about 120 volunteers, and we're looking for that many more. And that's why I'm here this morning. We're looking for people who will be willing to give a couple hours of their day, a couple hours of their week each week to meet with a student, share life. You might take them to a movie. You might invite them into your home. You might do something. I think I take to Cowtown. I take them places that I'm interested in going. But you find out what their interest is, and then you help them realize their interest. You're here to discover America, and even if it's just Wichita, we still have a lot to show them and a lot to do life with, and so it's a lot of fun. So we're looking for people that were willing to just share their life with this student, and the most important thing in their life should come out into conversation, your love for Jesus Christ. And if you are willing, God will open the doors. We've seen many. A couple of years ago, we were praying for one salvation a week, and God brought in more than 54 salvations that year. And it was through our friendship partners doing life with their student, sharing the gospel, and God opened up the door for them to share. We don't force people to convert, but we present an opportunity for them to discover who Jesus is if they're interested. But Jesus and the gospel comes into every conversation, even though he doesn't want to study the Bible. I ask him about his life, and we talk. And I say, well, the Bible says this, and I follow the Bible, so, and it just happens, and we get to share life with them. So if you're interested in being a part of this program, our training starts in July, and it's just 4 nights on 4 different weeks. And if you're interested in this, if God is prompting you this way, come see me after the service, and I'd love to talk to you about it. Thank you, Pastor.
Would you stand with me? We're going to pray with our friends. And Kansas, you know that's God, don't you?
Yeah.
When you saw Cowtown, you knew why you came here.
Yeah.
Well, God has a way of the wind blows us places. And little did you know that you'd find the most important thing in your entire life right here in the middle of America. So we want to pray. I want you to pray about your participation. And just, I know for some of you say, I don't know, that'd be a little bit out of my comfort zone. Well, just ask God. Remember, what's God thinking right now? What does God want, and how would he want to use us? We could be a glove on God's hand. Wouldn't that be awesome? In a coffee shop, wherever. Let's pray together. Just ask God's blessing upon this ministry. Father, we thank you for what we've heard here today. We are in awe at your plan and how you take the pieces of the puzzle and you fit them together perfectly. I thank you, Lord, for this ministry and those you've called to lead. And those, Lord, wow, 54 men and women came to Christ. That's not a little thing, and we're in awe of that. And we might have a part to play. So, Lord, speak to us. We want to be available. It's why we draw breath. It's for your glory. So give us direction. Give us wisdom. And, Lord, bless this ministry. Open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing. There'll be more than enough. 120. No, it'll be more than that. And so we're just praying for your provision and blessing in Jesus' name. And all the saints said, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. God bless you.